Well, you can just burn any place you want to burn. It'll go a long ways, wait.
Well, what about kindling?
Well, it's just burning that spot where you pour it through the match. It's like gas.
So it's that liquid stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you have a chimney on your house, you said.
I used it as a fireplace.
Oh, if you had one of those on a factory, what would you call it there?
You'd call it a furnace.
And the thing that goes up, that'd be?
The furnace top to put for the smoke to go in.
So what would you call that pipe that goes up?
I don't know. They'd have to have a galvanized top on it for it to be that.
Would you call it something like a smokestack or something?
Yeah, something like into that smokestack. But then that wouldn't stop the polluting it come out in there.
It would still come.
Because chimney, you can't stop soot from coming out on blowing out on your clothes.
Oh, yes,
sir. Washing.
Well, a chest of drawers you said you had, or bureaus? What's the old-fashioned name for that?
They used to call them bureau drawers. And now they just call them chest of drawers.
So that's the old name?
Yeah, bureau.
And is there a difference in a summer kitchen and a winter kitchen? Is there a place that you can cook in the summertime and separate, or did they used to be?
No, I've always had the same thing, kitchen I cooked in it in summer and winter.
And what about if
if you want to get out and barbecue, you can have a barbecue and get outside and do that, or you can have a barbecue in your house.
Yes, sir.
In your stove.
But for the whole kitchen,
I never have seen two places. I use my kitchen summer and winter.
Yes, sir. And what about if you had a door that opened, that was in the corner, sort of, and the broom was leaning up there behind the door, and the door was open, where would you say the broom was?
I'd say it was in the closet of the kitchen or in the hall, whichever it was standing in.
But if it was just standing up against the wall?
I'd just say never the wall.
And what about if it was lean up there behind the television set and you open the door so you couldn't see it?
I'd say in the corner of the living room.
And if the door was open and the door hit it, you'd say it was what?
Behind the door.
And what would you call the kind of place that a man might take his, a bachelor in town might take his shirts to get them washed?
Launder.
And,
Laundrette.
And what about is there something, you said you do your washing on Monday maybe, but is there something special you do on Tuesday like that?
Well, you have every day in the week to be doing something, whatever you have in the house. You know, you never get housework done.
Well, did you do the same thing every Tuesday?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. I've got other things planned different.
What are you doing Tuesday?
Well, I do like I done today. I wash. Now, Monday, you know, I go to Westgate. And on Tuesday, I have to go to the... I get my blood tested. And then I come back and wash and rake yards and do first one thing, then two.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, I wanted to ask you, and I just forgot about doing it, that if you had a barn and you wanted to store hay in it, where would you store the hay?
Up in the loft of the barn.
Is there anywhere else in the barn you could store it?
You can store it in the barn from how one side cut, but have a partition between where you put your corn and stuff and then store it in that.
So you could keep behind that partition?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You can up behind that partition and then up in the loft of the barn if it's big enough. Now if it ain't big enough, you can't keep much of nothing in a barn like that.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's got to be large enough to have that loft to put 100-pound bale of hay.
Yes, and if you had a coal, what do you carry coal in?
Buckets. I used to carry them in buckets, old tin buckets.
And what did you leave the bucket beside the fireplace? Or?
No, I don't. said it came out on the back porch there. It makes a bad place in the house.
Oh, it does?
So, you know, it comes off of that coal.
So you didn't have a place to keep it in the
house? Didn't have a box, so I had a place on a pasteboard box on the back porch there.
The thing in the front of the fireplace, the piece that sticks out on the floor, what's that called?
That's a hearth.
And could you have one of those on an old-fashioned stove?
Mm-mm, you couldn't have that because the wood stoves we had then was great big old, stove with a cabinet up at the top, and it was bigger than my electric over the body was. And it had a tank to hold water for its heat all the time.
Well, what'd you call the top of the cabinet up there?
Cabinet of the stove top cabinet, you know. He was in there with us.
But did you call the top of the cabinet anything?
We just called it the cabinet over the stove.
Oh, you see.
And then, back there then, if you ain't ever seen there, them old iron big stoves was, had a tank on them. About this high or bigger.